There's a funny thing about being alone. It gives you too much time to think. Think about your relationship or the one you used to have. Think about your childhood trauma. Maybe even think about current relationships that you're building, even if it is just friendship. And you feel broken. At least I do. I have a friend, a guy friend. And we've made it abundantly clear we just want to be friends. In the moment, it seems like he's complimenting me or being a lot nicer than usual, and he's already very nice. I want to run away. And that doesn't make sense to me. Like, why run away? Because they said nice things about you? Because they're very happy to have gotten to know you? Why? Why do I feel the sudden urge to pull away and just not talk? And I remember doing this with my ex-husband, whom I was actually dating when we first started dating. I dug in. I didn't want the relationship for a while. I fought hard. And then I just accepted that maybe I do. I guess. Like sometimes you look back on things and you're like, did I really want that? Or did I do that because that's what society would have wanted? I knew he was safe. I knew that he was a good person. So I settled. Even the times that we should have broke up, not because he'd ever done anything, just because I didn't feel right about it. I pushed too hard against a relationship with him. But I stayed because I didn't want to be alone. That's not saying I never loved him, I did. I still care about him deeply. He's still one of my best friends, but I think at that point in my life, I just didn't want to be alone. I was toxic. I'm not that person anymore, but I was. I knew nothing else. I grew up in a toxic environment. I didn't know what healthy was. Even though I know I'm not that same girl, that same woman that I was when I met my ex-husband, I still find myself wanting to run away. And from a man that we've established, we only want to be friends. So if I know that's all that there is to offer and that's all that's going to happen, why do I want to run away? It's not like it's a romantic relationship. But yet, you call someone an amazing person and constantly there for them. Even though you don't have to be. There's no reason for you to be. But you are. And I get scared. Why? Because someone shows that even as a friend they care about me. That they think I'm an amazing person. Am I so messed up that I can't allow anyone of the opposite sex to think good things about me or care about me? Am I really that messed up? Again, it's only friendship. There's nothing more. It's not gonna go anywhere else. And yet, here I am, thinking of a million ways I can just say, I can't do this. I can't even be your friend. Because you were nice to me. Because you show that you care. And why would anybody care about me? My mother didn't. My biological father left me. Yes, we had a good year together, but it doesn't change the fact that when I was a baby, he left. And I didn't see him again until I was in double digits. And my own adopted father, well, he could never say anything nice. Is that why I can't accept compliments? Because the people that were supposed to love me never told me those things? So when somebody does, it scares the living daylights out of me? Because why? Why would anybody think I'm an amazing person? Why would anybody be so very happy to get to know me? To talk? To be there for me when I'm feeling down? To want nothing but the best for me? Why? Why would anybody want that? Why can't I accept it? Why can't I accept that people might actually care about me? And why, when I'm alone, do I think about all these things? I can only lose myself into TV and books for so long before I have to face the thoughts in my head. And then I'm upset and I don't know who to turn to. Can't turn to the ex-husband. Got to learn not to rely on him. I have a friend that doesn't know how to deal with people that are being emotional. And one that just is constantly busy. And others that I'm just not to that place yet. And I definitely can't talk to the one that this is all about. Because what if by saying these things that I want to run away because nice things were said about me and to me, what if that makes him think that I'm feeling something more? And then that ruins the whole entire friendship. Am I feeling more? I don't think so. Would I be open to it? Yeah. But have I accepted the reality that we're just friends? Of course, that's what we agreed on. Two people, both divorced, both not ready to date. One newly divorced, and one that's been single for a few years now. And neither one of them ready to date. Yet they talk every day. Good morning, good night. How are you? Hope you're having a good day. But when it moves past that, to the amazing person part, to the very happy I've got to know you part, that's when one of us wants to run away. And I can only think, this is just a friend. When I am ready to date, how do I know I'm not going to push every single person that tries to get close to me away? I thought I was past that. I thought I had healed enough to not be that person anymore. But I guess I haven't. The last thing I want is to even feel like I'm being toxic again. I'm not that person anymore. I'm out of that kind of environment. I have healed for the most part. And I am finding who I am, and I know my worth. Even though I don't always love myself, I still know what I deserve. So why? Why am I pulling away from someone that only wants to be friends? And what does that mean when I'm finally ready to date? Do I just feel like I'm incapable of being loved? Do I not deserve to be loved? I know my worth. I know what I deserve in a person, in a relationship. Do I deserve to be loved romantically? To get compliments? To be told I'm beautiful? And not in the cheesy way, like my ex. Or am I just destined to be alone? Because being alone is so much easier than facing the reality that someone might care, might see the brokenness that I am, because I still have a lot of healing to do. And I know I've got to put my past behind me and just leave it there to learn from it, as Rafiki would say. But yet, here I am. Still broken. Still don't feel like I deserve to be cared about, much less loved in a romantic way. I definitely don't deserve to be called amazing. At least that's what the voice inside my head says. The one that says, run, run far away. This is uncomfortable. I have a lot of healing that I have to continue to do before I can let somebody in. Later, for Messed Up Millennial.